one. And I'm going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course in Miracles. It was so good when I decided to do this full-time in my life. It's like I was like wondering what I wanted to be until I grew up, until I was 30-something. You know, I thought something was wrong. You know, I was like, hey, I'm still kind of looking here. You know what I mean? And then I ran into the Course, and I knew exactly what my role was in the cosmic play. You know, this is one of the things I'm on the planet for. The minute I committed myself to that, it was amazing how everything in my life started to come together. So whatever you feel to be your function, even though the world may not say you can do it, don't pay any attention to that. Your path will make a way for you. So thank you for sharing with me. I'll pass this around. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, you're applying truth principles too. And you can start applying the truth principles at any point in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So it could be like going horribly. And then you make a decision, and then you can watch a relationship transform right before your eyes. So even if you're in one right now that you see as being uncomfortable, you can apply the principles from within yourself, and two things are going to happen. Either the situation is going to transform, or the situation is going to transform. You got those two choices, you know. You can count on that. If you start, I'm telling you this, if you really start applying this and you're in a relationship that you're not receiving the love that you deserve, something's going to end that relationship. And if you really start applying this and you're in a relationship that just needs to be purified, then that relationship will be transformed and you'll find yourself in peace in that relationship. But the one thing that won't happen if you keep studying this is that you'll stay in something that's not appropriate for you. Some kind of way you're going to be freed. Now your ego may freak out and go, oh my God, it looks like it's being taken away. Yeah. You know, and the Course says that's because you're not recognizing initially that it's lack of value is being shown to you. You don't realize at first that really a relationship in which you experience on the pain is not really valuable. And so you're getting what you asked for, to be out of things that cause you pain. You know, so some people freak out. You know, the job that they hate, they get laid off, and they're freaking out. Well, you didn't want to be on the job in the first place. At least this way you get unemployment. You know, while you're in the process of choosing your right. You know what I'm saying? It's like the once you go, I want to be in love. I want to be in truth. I want to be a better person. Okay. The price you're going to pay for that is everything that causes you pain is going to start disappearing. It's going to have to transform. You can't have it both ways. Right. You can't stay in misery and say you're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. It's which is love. That's beautiful. Yeah. But while it's transforming, it's scary. It is. Because it looked like things are being taken away. I got into this truth and now it looked like I'm going through more crap than I ever went through. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, you always in the crap. Now you're just seeing it. That's the only thing that happened. You've been asleep and you're in a vat of poop, right? And you just been sleeping in with all your buddies and all your friends. Some smell kind of funny, but you know, y'all still having a good time. You know what I'm saying? It's not complete peace and joy. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, it's like popcorn popping. You wake up. And all of a sudden you see the stuff that you've been doing to yourself. And you see the fear and you see the anger and you see the attack and you see the stuff that you're using to hurt yourself. The poop. Mm-hmm. And then you go, your friends still asleep. Mm-hmm. And you go to shake them. Hey, we're in poop. And they're like going, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? You messing with me, because they're in their fantasy while they're asleep. Mm-hmm. But you're not asleep anymore. And all of a sudden you go, oh my God. Now notice you didn't wake up in heaven. Mm-hmm. You woke up in the poop. And that's what happens. You wake up and you go, oh my God, I thought it was going to be so great, but it's not so great. Yeah, you in the poop. And you see it. Now what can you do?
Take a shower.
Get out.
You can get out.
Take a
you take a shower.
Yeah,
for sure. But you can leave. But the people who are still asleep, they're going to stay there and still fight. Now your job as a spiritual awakening being is to see them for who they will be when they wake up and who they are even while they're still asleep. Because even while they're asleep, they're still the same person. So, I'm going to tell you, it's easier to form personal relationships with people who share your purpose on an intimate level, because you might not be able to seemingly choose your family, which I believe you do. But you certainly can choose your friends. You may say, I can't really choose my, I got my child, I got to deal with that. Yeah, but people usually, there are more people who aren't your children than people who are your children. So therefore, most of your relationships are pure choice. You see what I mean? So the people you choose to be in your intimate circle should surely be people who you feel are helping you achieve your goal. There's no excuse for forming personal, intimate relationships with people who delay you. Yeah. Yeah, not talking about your inner circle. I'm not talking about your casual circle. But your inner circle should be people who you feel empowered as a result of being with. Okay, so, and so appreciate those people. Like I appreciate you. And so I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate you all. Awesome. And here's the